Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of June 4th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers Inn content. We're looking for our June patron. That's right, it's June already. Welcome to June. I know a majority of folks listening to this are already patrons, but we do thank you for the epic support. With E3 starting this weekend, that's right, the first event is Sunday at 4 p.m., we'll have a normal TGI with Jocelyn returning from her work trip in Dallas. Might talk a little bit about that. The plan is also to do a spoiler chat about Days Gone, which I have finished. I know Jocelyn still had some work to do in the game. I don't know if she had quite finished, but we'll certainly set a cap at where we're going to talk spoilers. But I gotta say, like, there's some interesting stuff to talk about in this game. If it hasn't been finished, there's still stuff to talk about. But if you finish it and you go all the way through, it's certainly got some additional cool things to talk about. And yeah, anyway, I won't spoil it here, of course. But yeah, I think Days Gone sets up an interesting franchise. I think it's interesting where that game goes. I was a little disappointed in how it wrapped up. But overall, after you finish the main mission, it's like an open world game. It opens up and you're able to go do your stuff. And it has systems in place to take care of, like, well, how do I return to this guy if he was, you know, removed at the end of the game, blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, they figure that out. But post-game, there's a bit of an epilogue that is drip-fed to you. Basically, you have to kind of move around and do little missions to finish off the story. And there's a final moment that feels very final. So I'm hoping we'll be able to talk about it. We might delay a day just to give Jocelyn some extra time. I think she did just get back into town today, so I'll reach out to her and see what our plans are. Also, we have some pre-E3 news dropping. This week has a bunch of announcements scheduled, including a Pokemon Direct tomorrow morning. That's Wednesday morning. So by the time you, like, you know, brush the sleep out of your eyes or get ready for work, enjoy your coffee, you'll be like, oh, there's a new Pokemon announcement. So you'll have that to look forward to. There's some THQ Nordic news. They're going to be announcing 3 games over the next 3 days, starting on Wednesday, June 5th. There's rumors that that could be a new Darksiders game, a new Red Faction game, stuff like that. So that's exciting. I'm kind of looking forward to that. Also, yeah, probably some other stuff too. I thought I had a third one, but no, I just had a general and maybe some other fun tidbits, question mark. I'm still curious if Sony's going to announce their stuff this week. You know, like, they're not doing any live demos. It'd be a state of play type thing. I feel like you could just, you could move that up a week and plan that all. I mean, production schedules aside, I think you could probably be like, nah, we're going to do our state of the play now when everyone's waiting for E3. So, I don't know. We'll see. Summoner's Call, we're going to be recording on Monday this week due to some scheduling conflicts. Eddie's got some family in town, so we're going to record on Monday night. So expected on the feed a little bit later than normal. You should know our new heroes by then, so we might just go over them quickly. I don't think we'll go in depth because they won't be in the game at that point. But we might even have new details on our next version update. I saw that the refinements for hero weapons are in there. So that usually signifies that there's a patch coming down the road. And E3 is just around the corner, so expect some Three Houses news as well. That's Fire Emblem specific. There'll be a bunch of E3 news that we'll talk about on next week's Gamers Inn. Actually, when I record this mini, we'll actually know pretty much all the E3 news. I usually record these Tuesday night. All the conferences end Tuesday at noon with Nintendo's Nintendo Direct at noon. So, yeah. As for upcoming events, the Elder Scrolls Online Elsewhere, is out on PS4, Xbox One, and PC on June 4th, so that's today. Although I'm pretty sure there was early access if you pre-purchased or you were a gold member or whatever. That might have been, I'm pretty sure that was a 2-week early access because I remember asking Jocelyn if she's going to play. So I think she'll be playing that as well. She might actually be playing that. So we'll talk about that at some point. Persona Q2 New Cinema Labyrinth is out on 3DS today. I have no idea what that is, but it's a Persona game. Warhammer Chaos Bane is out on June 4th as well. That's PS4, Xbox One, and PC. There's a new Warhammer game coming out every other week now, so this is your one for June. So look forward to that. New Gamers In will record live this Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern over on twitch.tv/thegamersin. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.